Hello, my name is Bruce Bonner, and it's a pleasure for me to be here. And I'm speaking on behalf of our team from Christchurch. They'll all have purple shirts on like this. And if you see them and would like to speak with them and consult with them later on, please do so. They're probably all still trying to arrive here, and hopefully they'll be here in time for our workshop at the next session coming up. Otherwise, you get to hear from me again. But our workshop is Kids Say the Darndest Things in Church. Kids Say the Darndest Things in Church. It's a spinoff on what Jesus told us, that children have more to say about the gospel than any of us. And to such of them belongs the kingdom of God. Now, our workshop is not a how-to-do program. We're really not advocating a program here. We're merely here to be an encouragement to you all. We're here to share our faith story and what God has done for us at our church, Christ Church, in Cedar Park, Texas. Am I holding this thing right? Okay. Yeah, that'd be helpful here. Hello? I feel like a rock star holding that thing. Yes, thank you. Our story is a story of rebirth and regrowth. We began a congregational restart of Christ Church. And by the way, we're in Northwest Austin, if you're wondering where Christ Church is located. It's Cedar Park, Leander, Texas area. We began a congregational restart in 2006. We were your typical struggling Episcopal church at that time. We had an average Sunday attendance of about 45 people. We had about half a dozen children in our congregation. We had a budget of about $100,000, something along those lines. And we decided that the typical model of church structure just was not working for us. So we decided to be not your typical Episcopal church. And as we began to set a vision and a pace for becoming the church God is calling us to become, we thought, what would that look like? And we realized that we were living in a progressive area of Austin of growth. We looked at our demographics. Infants through the age of 18 of children make up 63% of the population in our area. And it's continuing to grow, as many of you all know. And we realized we had several teachers in our congregation at that time. And we had some space that was not being used on the church grounds. And we decided to look at our budget in that sort of typical format where, and you get into the program section of our budget, all the programs that go for adults, well, what adults would like to have, and of course they give most of the money, and sort of what trickles down to the bottom of the program area of the budget, the children get. After all, we only have six children. That is, if they show up, we only give programs for we just don't have that much money for programs. We thought, what would it look like if we took that budget and turned it upside down and looked at it in a non-typical fashion? What would that look like? And that began the visioning process of, What's one thing we can do as a church at a restart, and that is to reach out to a younger community and their families and restart our church from the ground up. So that's what we began. We started with the building of the kids' kingdom, and we transitioned into a intermediate age group called Crossroads, and then into our roots, our youth program. Our workshop will be the story of how we began with the vision and the build and the extreme makeover that we did on our church. So I invite you to come, and again, our story is a story of encouragement. We're not here to sell a program or to tell you 1, 2, 3 steps. If you follow our 3 steps, you can be as cool as we are. That's not what this program is about. Hopefully, you can take some nuggets from our workshop, and you can take those back into your church. Maybe we can learn from you all, and we can have an opportunity to share in community. So as we began our restart in 2006, our program has continued to grow. And our philosophy is that We want to reach children with the gospel, reach out to them. And as children become involved, and not just in a programmatic approach to our church, but in a total integration of the life of our church, and we'll talk about how we do this in a workshop, they in turn evangelize their parents. For example, when a Sunday morning rolls around and the child walks in and tells their parents, "I need to be there, I want to be there," their parents will bring them. And as we are situated in our growth area of Austin, a lot of people who are coming to our church, we've found, are young families, of course, but they're families who grew up in a mainline denomination. And they had not been to church since they graduated from high school, went to college, or wherever they went, and that married and now have children, and they're sort of picking up where they left off. And so they'll come to us, they walk in, their parents will immediately say, "This is not what I remember church to be," but their children will say, I really like it here. I love it here." And that's our opportunity to allow children to have a voice of the gospel. And that is what has restarted our church and grown our church. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing for us. Now, many of you may have saw the research that came out November 4th. It's sort of been out there for a while. From the National Church, all the numbers, the stats from the parochial reports of the following year, it sort of titled, "Some Dioceses Are Growing," and overall decline in the Episcopal Church in terms of membership. And that's sort of startling when you look at those facts. Some of you may remember back in the 80s when we launched the Decade of Evangelism, and I think we've lost about a third of our membership since then. Some of you may recall we had a great bishop who offered us a BHAG that we would grow the population of our diocese to 200,000 by the year 2020, and we still have some work to do on that. Well, we have great bishops. And we have a great, great church. We have a great God. And we still have a lot of work to do. So I want to encourage you, if